Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Did you know dairy cows have regular checkups with doctors just like you? Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a proud dairy farmer from Oklahoma. Each month, our veterinarian visits our family dairy to make sure the cows are healthy and happy. Because happy and healthy cows produce the best milk and dairy foods for your family and mine. Learn more about our commitment to cow care at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
It's history in the making yesterday and today as the Oklahoma FFA convention has moved from Oklahoma City to Tulsa as thousands of blue and gold jackets in downtown Tulsa being seen between the BOK Center and the Cox Business Center where most of the meeting is actually happening. Had a chance to experience that firsthand as we were there judging the 2022 Prepared Public Speech Contest with some other outstanding Oklahomans, including Oklahoma Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur.
Ron, I know you have the same passion for the FFA program as I do, and there's always lots of challenging things that we have to deal with, but when we're able to come to State FFA Convention to see these students in action, to see the caliber of young people that we have in the state of Oklahoma, certainly gives me a lot of optimism about what's to come in the future, not just in the ag sector, but really in all sectors, because these are our future leaders in business, in government, all across the board. And I think we have the best FFA program in the United States, and I know our students here will go on and compete really well at the national level as well.
One of those that will compete nationally this fall in Indianapolis at the National FFA Convention is Caleb Horn of the Morrison FFA chapter. Caleb winning the Prepared Public Speech Contest yesterday at the 2022 Oklahoma State FFA Convention. Today, a big day. Stars over Oklahoma. The four stars will be selected later on this afternoon, and the new state FFA officer team will be announced tonight in Tulsa. The annual wheat estimate of the Oklahoma wheat crop at the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association's annual meeting each May held yesterday. 58 million bushels is the estimate, way below the 115 million bushels that were produced a year ago. Our new farm editor, Reagan Kalk, had a chance to catch up with Josh Bishong, area agronomist for Oklahoma State University's Extension, talking about the numbers that were put out by the scouts from across the state of Oklahoma. Josh says it all boils down to lack of moisture.
Going back to all the way to last fall, we just didn't get the moisture in time. So we didn't get that tiller development. And then we also lost some stands throughout the winter because we just didn't get that crop established very well. So limited root mass. We didn't get the tillers last fall for a wheat pasture, and we didn't get those tillers back this spring just because that prolonged drought that most of the wheat belt in Oklahoma has faced this year. So going back to... We didn't have the tillers. We're not having the heads. What heads we do have are small. So we have had some relief from rains here recently, but for the most part, it's not going to add to the bulk of the crop.
Area agronomist Josh Bishong. You've got farm news on Ron.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 5th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 25,400 head to be offered, 7,800 feeder steers, 4,900 feeder heifers, 4,950 weaned calves, and 6,600 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the time the estimated lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's SuperiorLivestock.com.
And that's the latest on your agricultural news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.